comes the minute of the Shulchan Aruch, person Mari Meir is Chanukah, so the Gemara says it should always, you call finish at the Parna, it should always be to the mean. You should always turn to the right. So the Shulchan Aruch understands that to mean that the first night when you set up your menorah, you stand in front of the menorah, so you're going to put the first nair on the right side of the menorah. The second night you're going to put up two nairs, both on the right side of the menorah. You light from the one which is on the left. You then light to the right. Understanding it's through the third night, you're always lighting, going towards the right, but you're starting on the one which is on the left. Now, if a person stands, we have a law which you mentioned in Hilchos Tefillin, called Eima Virin Ala Mitzvah. The person should not pass by a mitzvah. So a person stands every night in the same spot, his hand is going to be closer to the nair all the way over in the corner. So then he takes his hand and he passes by that one, it goes to the one which is on the left, and he lights to, that's not proper. So a person should move over each night, and his hand is near, right next to the nail that he's planning to light first. Now, Tzadok Shulchan Aruch understands the meaning of light going to the Yamin. The only exception, which the Mishnah Brura says to that case, if you light by the window, that is true. If you light outside, that's going to be true. If you light by the Pesach inside, or even outside, if you light right by the Pesach, you're supposed to light by the nail which is closest to the Pesach. So depending on how you set up which direction the menorah is set up, and sometimes you're going to be lighting with the one which is closest to the Pesach, and you might be lighting, actually going from there, won't be necessarily on the one which is on the left, but it'll be the one which is on the right. If here is the doorway, I'm inside, and here's the doorway, right? So if in case of the mezuzah, depending on where I'm standing, if I'm standing outside lighting, the mezuzah is on my right, the menorah is on my left, so I'm standing outside, here's the doorway, I'm standing outside, here's the mezuzah, which is on my right, the menorah is on the left, so I'm going to light on the left side. If there's no mezuzah in that, for whatever reason, so in the case there would be no mezuzah, I'd be lighting on this side, I'm going to light on the one which is closest to the doorway, and I'm going to light to the left, in that case. So that's the only exception of a person who's lighting by the doorway, you might sometimes end up lighting to the left, but the Karnam Minah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Minah, we always light on the left going to the right. Okay. One more point with your person. When he lights, he should be careful. When he doesn't light that and he makes it roughly light, you cannot take your hand away until the lit light of the flame has risen to the majority of the wick which is sticking out as lit. Roy of Fila, if the majority of the wick is lit, then you can take your hand away. It's not considered finished. You have not finished lighting till Roy of the Fila is lit, and then you take your hand away and go to the next one. Amir will talk about tomorrow.